It's a big day at Toronto City Hall, where Toronto City Councillors are meeting today to do some last-minute tweaking to Mayor Olivia Chow's 2025 budget, which will ultimately be passed. The proposed City of Toronto operating budget comes with a 6.9% property tax increase, but we're wondering if councillors will be able to bring that down a bit, and what about the effects of Trump's tariffs? Is anything being done to help those businesses and industries affected? Councillor Brad Bradford thinks something should be done, and he joins us now on the morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Good morning, Councillor.
Good morning to both of you.
So, Councillor Bradford, before we get to your plan, of which you have a pretty detailed one, we find out yesterday tariffs on steel and aluminum set to come into effect in March. So, straight up, is the City of Toronto prepared for these incoming tariffs?
It doesn't seem like it. Last weekend, Mayor Chow announced a plan to have a plan. It's effectively like calling for a meeting to have more meetings. President Trump has telegraphed the fact that there would be tariff for 4 or 5 months now. So we knew that this was coming. We didn't know exactly when or exactly how or exactly what, but we knew we needed to prepare. And it's going to require an all-of-level government Team Canada response. But you're seeing much more concrete proposals from the federal government. Mr. Poilievre, leader of the opposition, you're seeing that here provincially with Premier Ford, premiers from across the country, and other mayors as well. And local government doesn't have all the tools, available to address this, but there are things that we can do. And the number one thing for municipalities like Toronto to focus on is how do we improve affordability, and how do we make sure that we are the number one destination for businesses, for capital, for investment in the world. We're going to have to pull up our socks and compete. And the way we create a more competitive environment is by lowering taxes, reducing the red tape, and reducing the regulation to make sure that we can stand up and protect the jobs that we have here today and attract more investment going forward.
Okay, so with that proposed tax cut, that means that the money has to come from somewhere to cover it. What's your plan for that?
So to be clear, I'm proposing a 25% tax cut to the industrial property tax base. People don't always think of Toronto as a big manufacturing center, and yet we have more than 3,600 businesses involved in manufacturing. The sector employs 125,000 workers here in Toronto, and those jobs are particularly vulnerable to the tariffs and the new steel and aluminum tariff that was announced yesterday. So the 25% tax cut carries a $30 million hit. It will entirely be funded from the Tax Stabilization Reserve account. And the best way for listeners to think about that is this is really the rainy day fund for emergency situations. I would say this is much more than a rainy day. We're staring down the barrel of an economic hurricane. But the money is there, so it won't affect the tax rate this year. On a go-forward basis, the mayor will need to sharpen her pencil, show some leadership and some prioritization, and make sure that we can work that into the budget for next year. But this reserve account can cover this right now. And most importantly, we have to do everything that we can to stand up and fight for those 125,000 jobs here in the city that are now under threat.
Would the reserve fund have anything left after your proposed tax cut?
Yeah, it would. It's got $130 million in it right now. So it would still have $100 million plus balanced on that. And there's different things that we can do to shore that up on a go-forward basis. But again, it's the rainy day reserve emergency fund for emergency situations. And when I think about, the 125,000 workers who really are at risk of having their jobs go across the border, go out of the city, we have to do everything we can as a local government to improve the competitiveness for businesses here in Toronto. Because the big takeaway from what, Trump's coming forward with all of his tariffs, Toronto's going to have to pull up its socks and get ready to compete, not just north, south, across the border, but across the country and around the world. We need to improve the business climate here in the city so that we can fight for those jobs and attract investment and talent.
Because of the big city mayor legislation, Councillor Brad Bradford, you need 2/3 support on council. Do you have it?
Well, I just actually, it'll be a straight up or down vote, so I just need a basic majority.
Okay.
If we wanted to vote against the mayor's budget, she can overturn it with two-thirds. And I will tell you, I won't be supporting the mayor's budget, because at the end of the day, this is a tax hike that's triple the rate of inflation. I'm trying to cut taxes. I'm trying to improve affordability. She's raising them, and that is sort of her default position coming on the back of a nearly 10% tax hike last year. So the bottom line for families, for seniors, for folks here in Toronto is it's never been more expensive to live in the city of Toronto. Mayor Chao's budget ensures you're actually getting less because of the very expensive union contract she signed last fall. We're paying more for the same service or less. And it's not something in good conscience I can support. So I will be voting against the budget, but I suspect the mayor will be able to push it through, and we'll all be paying for it.
Well, last year we saw at the very last minute, the 11th hour, we saw, I think it was a half point decrease on that that tax increase. Maybe we'll see the same decrease this year. Is that still a possibility, or has that ship kind of sailed?
It's a possibility. I'm sure there will be motions moved to that effect, and I would support that. But at the end of the day, it's still a budget that's more than triple the rate of inflation. And, you know, most people aren't getting 7% wage increases this year. It comes on the back of a 10% tax hike last year, 25% over the past 3 years. And congestion's never been worse. Housing's more expensive. Homicides are up. The city's moving in the wrong direction. And it's because there's not a culture of accountability or value for money at City Hall. And there's a lack of leadership at the top.
Okay, we'll be watching and listening. The results should happen by end of day. Councillor Brad Bradford, thanks for your time.
Always happy to be with you. Thank you.